Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Britt Marie Was Here is a routine piece of Swedish wish-fulfillment fluff, never the sort of film to get much push from the critics, who often damn them with the word feel-good. But for some reason, I found its deadpan decency very easy to warm to. The idea of someone taking off into the Nordic wilds to find themselves isn't unfamiliar. We've already seen Master Cheng do the same thing a few months ago. But where he was an exotic Chinese master chef, Britt Marie is a 60-plus housewife who's been tidying up around her husband Kent for years.
Jag tog hand om mitt och Kents hem i 40 år, medan han tog hand om affären.
Du behöver inte vänta upp.
Tills den dagen då affären stod framför mig.
Camilla.
Jag vet inte vad jag ska säga.
Kanske lika bra att du är tyst då.
Until she discovers that for years, Kent has been living a double life with the glamorous, if less domestic, Camilla. Britt Marie packs her bag and takes off into the countryside, where she finds a job, instantly, as a youth worker in a tiny village.
Jag är den nya fritidsledaren.
Du skojar. Det här är den nya fritidsledaren.
Du skojar.
All right, the plot couldn't be more unlikely, but it shows what you'll accept with a likeable star. Multi-award winner Pernilla August is very big in Sweden, but she's best known internationally as Darth Vader's mum in The Phantom Menace. Here she offers slightly bewildered assistance to the 8 or so kids who make up the local soccer team.
Yeah? Yeah. Also dann, ich finde, dann machen wir so. Fangen wir mit diesem Idioten an. Gute Idee.
Modern rural Sweden is clearly a lot more multicultural than it used to be. The wildly assorted kids, led by the perky Vega, are understandably unimpressed with their new youth worker who also, it's part of her job description, has to act as their football coach. Does she know anything about football?
Verstehst du auch nur irgendwas von Fußball?
Mm-hmm. Manchester United.
But one thing she does know about is getting on with people, whether it's the kids, or Memo and Sami, who run the local garage convenience store, or Sven, the local cop, who is soon smitten by Britt Marie's charms.
Jag vill bara hälsa välkommen till Borg. En burksylt.
Gjort det själv.
With this rather bald description of Britt Marie Was Here, I'm starting to wonder, as I'm sure you are too, what precisely I saw in the film. It's clearly not the intricacies of the plot, which boils down to Britt Marie's desire to be noticed for the first time in years. There doesn't seem a lot of suspense, apart from counting down to a football match against a far better team, with the result a foregone conclusion.
Du vet att fritidsgården ska ju läggas ner.
De vill ju träna till kuppen.
Tycker du att de behöver fler förluster?
Vem är det som har sagt att de ska förlora?
Vem är det som har sagt att vatten är blött?
But what the film does offer is an awful lot of charm. A small mixed community of attractive characters who offer Britt Marie the chance to raise her sights a little higher than her usual slogan, one day at a time.
Vet du vad, jag dricker faktiskt lite sprit och jag tycker att jag är värd det.
Du ska veta att allt går att vända.
Britt Marie's life has been mostly dedicated to other people's satisfaction since childhood. As she says, it was her sister who did the dreaming for the family. But when Kent comes back, disillusioned with Camilla's lack of domestic skills, will Britt Marie consider his offer of a return to her safe, limited life a happy ending?
Hey, älskling.
Tänk igenom det här nu. You're klart här. Men sen kommer du hem.
Jag är en 63-årig tant. Och jag har fått massa ungar som inte har det minsta förtroende för mig. Och jag kan ingenting om fotboll.
It's one of the great 25 words or less plotlines, I suppose. Older character discovers she can do better. But like all formulaic B-movies, it's mostly in the telling. And long before the trendy, bleak Scandi-noir, the Scandinavians have been telling this sort of fairy story for years.
Bjuder du på en kopp kaffe?
Vill du ha mer kaffe?
Nej.
Du ska inte dricka kaffe innan du ska sova.
Nej, det är inte därför jag frågar.
Britt-Marie Was Here is a Swedish-Norwegian co-production, but mostly it reminded me of a Danish pastry. Sweet, not too substantial, and expertly concocted. And it's also a reminder that the best performances allow us to go to them rather than ramming their star power down our throats. The final scene was so good because star Pernilla August convinced us her character deserved it.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive? And your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.